From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Damascus, Syria, with at least 40 people killed and wounded, about 120 others in twin bombings, one of the deadliest attacks in the Syrian capital during the six-year civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blasts in Damascus happened in the Bab al-Sakhir area, which houses several Shiite mausoleums that draw pilgrims from around the world. The pilgrims had gathered at a bus station to visit a nearby cemetery. Iraq's foreign ministry said that most of the dead and wounded were Iraqis. Syria's interior minister, Mohammed Shahr, says the attacks targeted pilgrims of various Arab nationalities and its sole aim was to kill. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. The country's most populous state was the biggest electoral prize of the five states which went to the polls in recent weeks. Modi said that he gave his heartfelt thanks to the people of Uttar Pradesh, that it was a historic victory for the BJP. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA's news.